Today's shir is Masecht Ervin, Daft Tzadik Vav. We're going to begin on Daft Tzadik Hey Amid Beis, about 8 lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah about a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Gamliel. If someone found a pair of tefillin on the street on Shabbos, what may he or may he not do? Rav Meir said he could wear one pair of tefillin at a time. Rav Gamliel says, and carry them home that way. Rav Gamliel says he could wear even 2 pairs of tefillin at a time. And our Gemara will now attempt to explain the basis for the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Gamliel. Also, at the end of the previous shiur, we had learned what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak taught us, that makam yesh b'roish laniach by shnei tefillin, that there's room on a person's head to put 2 pairs of tefillin. So says the Gemara, lema, perhaps the machloikis between Rav Meir and Gamliel, the Tanakam and Gamliel, is around Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kamifki. But Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said that if there's room to wear 2 tefillin on the head or not. The Tanakama, the first Tana, Rav Meir, less than Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, does not hold that there's room to wear 2 tefillin on the head. And Rav Gamliel is like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, he holds that there is room. So the Mefarshim ask, how could there be a machloikis over a fact? Is there or isn't there enough room on the head to wear 2 pairs of tefillin? So the Magen Gebayrim explains that everybody agrees, according to this understanding of the Gemara, that there is room on the head to wear 2 pairs of tefillin. The machloikis, however, is to get 2 pairs of tefillin on the head properly is very difficult. The Tanakhama holds, since although it's halachically possible, given that it's difficult, I don't want him to wear more than 1 pair of tefillin to end up having the tefillin chas v'shalom in the wrong place. And Gamliel doesn't have that concern. The Tosef Yeshanim says that perhaps the question is, we know that there's room for 2 pairs of tefillin on the head. Everybody will agree to it, but we may not be quite certain where that exactly is. Says the Gemara, loy. That's not the machloikis. Kul alma is leid Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Everybody is going to agree that there's room on the head for 2 pairs of tefillin, and we don't have to worry that he won't put them on properly. Rather, what is the machloikis between Tanakam Rav Gamliel? V'hoch b'Shabbos man tefillin kanufki. The machloikis is Shabbos a time when someone can fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin? The Tanakam holds Shabbos man tefillin who? Shabbos is a time when someone can fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. So since, explains Rashi, somebody can fulfill the mitzvah tefillin on Shabbos, so we want him to, when he wears the tefillin on Shabbos, we want him to wear it the right way. The right way in being mekayim the mitzvah is by wearing it 1 pair. Furthermore, Rashi says, if you're going to wear 2 pairs in a time when you're supposed to wear 1 pair, you're over Baal Taisif. There's a din that the Torah tells us you're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs of the Torah. So therefore, you have to wear only 1 pair. Rav Gamliel holds Shabbos loves man tefillin. There is no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, wearing the tefillin is only a tachshit, it's like an ornament. And therefore, as long as you wear it in a way of a tachshit, which means you wear it where it's appropriate, and there's room, as we're saying now, for 2 pairs of tefillin in that spot, you could wear up to 2 pairs of tefillin. Now, this, according to Rashi's explanation of Rav Meir, if somebody wears 2 pairs of tefillin on Shabbos, according to this Gemara, that Shabbos man tefillin, he will be over Baal Taisif. Now the question, and the tefillin that he, second pair that he wears, will be considered a masri. There's some paiskim that say that not only will the second pair be considered a masri, that even the first pair will be considered a masri. Because since by wearing both pairs, he's transgressing Baal Tosef, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah at all, and he's not, and even the first pair will be a masui. And the Mefarshim explain why. So the Sefer Shem Mishimon explains that the reason why the Torah doesn't want us to wear two pairs of tefillin, because Chas v'Shalom, somebody may believe that it represents that he has two gods. So when somebody wears two tefillin, it's not only the second pair that there's a concern with, there's even a concern with the first pair. And that's why he would be considered carrying on both pair. Now the Shagas Arya explains, based on this Rashi, that if somebody wears on something on Shabbos that he's not supposed to wear, he is over a lav. He's over for carrying a masoi. And therefore, he will have to bring a chatif for carrying for the avera of a tzor. Based on this, the Miches Chinuch says that if somebody wears leather shoes in the street on Yom Kippur, he will also be over two Isurim. He'll be over the Isur of Yom Kippur, that you're not allowed to wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. And since he's not allowed to wear the shoes, and Rashi, based on the Shagas Arya, you just taught us that whenever you wear something you're not allowed to wear, it's considered a masui. So those shoes will be a masui, and he'll be over for Hitzah. In fact, the Miches Chinuch goes a step further. According to the opinions that the Issa to wear shoes on Yom Kippur is only the Rabbonim, so for wearing the shoes, he wasn't over a deraisa, because wearing shoes is not a deraisa, it's only the Rabbonim. However, for wearing something that he wasn't allowed to wear, which becomes a masui, he will be mechuyim a deraisa, because he was carrying on Yom Kippur, where of course you're not allowed to carry. It's interesting to note, the Mashag disagrees with the Miches Chinuch. He says the entire discussion that we have here is only revolving something which is not a real malbush. Tefillin are not really an article of clothing. However, an article of clothing, even if you're not supposed to wear the article of clothing, like shoes on Yom Kippur, are still a malbush, and a malbush can never be considered a masri. V'bai Seima, the Gemara gives a different explanation of the machloikas. And we're going to learn this Gemara the way Rashi says it's the preferred pshat, which is not really the girsa, that we have in our Gemara. The kul alma Shabbos man tefillin hu. Everybody's going to agree that Shabbos is as man when you fulfill the mitzvah tefillin. The hocha, however, the machloikas here is the mitzvah tzrichus kavana kamifugi. The machloikas here is if when you do a mitzvah, do you have to have intent to be mekayim the mitzvah? The Tanakhama holds, Lot says, to be mekayim a mitzvah loy by kavana. You don't have to have kavana. And therefore, since Shabbos is man tefillin, if he wears two pairs, even though he didn't have specific intent to be mekayim the mitzvah with the second pair, it makes no difference, according to Tanakhama, because you don't have to have kavana. And he's automatically over Baal Tosef. As we explained before, the second pair, and perhaps even the first pair, become a masui. For Gamliel Sover, and Gamliel holds, boy kavana. You have to have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah. So here, when the person puts on the second pair of tefillin, he doesn't have intent to mekayim the mitzvah, so he's not going to be over Baal Tosef. Therefore, it won't be a masui. It'll only be a malbush, and he can wear it because he's wearing it b'derech tachshit. Now the Paiskim bring out from this Gemara that from here we see that the question of mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana is even by a deraisa, because we're talking about tefillin, which is a chiv deraisa. The Turei Evan asks a question. He asks, even if we're going to say that the Tanakhama holds that mitzvahs and you automatically mekayim the mitzvah even without intent, ask the Tori Evan, but if we know that the person specifically has intent not to be mekayim the mitzvah, then everybody will agree that he isn't mekayim a mitzvah. So ask the Tori Evan, even if the Tanakhama holds mitzvah tzrichus kavona, let him have specific intent, not to be mekayim the mitzvah with the second pair. And if it won't be mekayim the mitzvah, they have that intent, it won't be bal toisif. If it won't be bal toisif, it won't be a masui. Answers Rabbi Chanan Vasserman in the Kavod Shurim, and the same teretz is given by the Shoyel Meishiv, that the only time this concept that a person can have specific intent not to be mekayim a mitzvah is relevant is where a person is only dealing with things that involve kavana. However, in our Gemara, we're referring to a maisa, the person's putting on tefillin. So if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, if you do a maisa, you put on the tefillin, even if you're in your mind you have intent not to mekayim the mitzvah, it won't make a difference. Your maisa, your action of putting on the tefillin shows that that's your intent, that you want to be mekayim the mitzvah. You have a situation now about toisif, and it becomes a masri. Vibay Seima, another way of explaining the machlok between Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanakama is the kulama lotzei sloy by kavana. Everybody is going to agree that you don't have to have kavana to be mekayim a mitzvah. For hocha lav mishum bal toisif kamefki. The machlokes here is: do you have to have intent to be mekayim mitzvah bal toisif? Are you only over bal toisif when you have intent to do an extra mitzvah, or even if you don't have intent to do an extra mitzvah, you also have bal toisif? Tanakam mitzvah lav mishum bal toisif leibay kavana. Bal toisif comes automatically. You're only over about toisif if you had in mind to do a mitzvah. So if here this person didn't have in mind to do another mitzvah, he's not over about toisif. The Rosh says that somebody who wears two pairs of tefillin, Rashi, tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, should have in mind that he should, when he wears the Rashi tefillin, he should have in mind, if I'm mechuyev in these tefillin, fine. And if I'm not, because they're not the right way that tefillin should be written, then they should just be straps. And the same thing is, when he puts on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, he should have the same intention. However, from the Taz, it explains, you don't really have to have that kavana, because you're automatically not over about toisif, unless you're doing a mitzvah. However, if the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are not tefillin, because they weren't written properly, or vice versa, the Rashi tefillin, then it's not possible to be over bal toisif. Vibay Seima, another way of explaining the machloikis, either Sril on the Shabbos mat tefillin, if we hold the Shabbos as a time when somebody could fulfill the mitzvah tefillin, the kul alma, everybody's going to hold, loy lava boi kavana, transgressing the Avera doesn't need intent, and to discharge the mitzvah, you don't have to have intent. For hacha, here the shaila is, when you're wearing tefillin, not in the right time. That means, everybody agrees according to this explanation, that tefillin, Shabbos loves man tefillin. Tanakama sover, but the Tanakama holds, loy by kavana. You don't have to have intent to be over the mitzvah. That means, according to the Tanakama, that even though there is no obligation to put on tefillin on Shabbos, it's still considered a mitzvah if he does so, and even if he doesn't intend to do a mitzvah, and therefore, if with one pair of tefillin he is mekayim a mitzvah, when he puts on a second pair, there's an issue about toisif. For Gamliel Sover, lavish leibes manoi, given the fact that there really is no mitzvah today, because Shabbos loves man tefillin, the only way you could be over about toisif is if you have intent to be over. Here, where he doesn't have intent to add to the mitzvah, there won't be about toisif. Ask the Gemara, if according to the Tanakama, that even when somebody isn't obligated to fulfill the mitzvah, he could still have bal toisif, Rameya, according to Rameya, who we explained is the Tanakama, you shouldn't even be allowed to wear one pair of tefillin Shabbos. Because we're saying now, as we just said, that Shabbos loves man tefillin. That in Shabbos you don't have to wear tefillin. So if somebody puts on that tefillin, and we're also saying that according to Rameya, even without any intent, as soon as you do something extra, you're over the mitzvah, so you should be habal toisif. That's one question. Void, and furthermore, Hayosh Besmini Sukkah, somebody who sleeps in the Sukkah on the eighth day, where Halacha is like that Sukkah is really only 7 days. However, the Halacha is that Shmini Atzeres is a Yontif, but you don't sit in the Sukkah. The Halacha is that in Chutz Laretz, they sit in the Sukkah, but they don't make a Bracha. And they say like this, if today, where we hold 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laretz, if today is still Sukkah, so I'm sitting in the Sukkah like I'm supposed to. If it's not, then I'm still sitting in the Sukkah. But according to Ramey's explanation, as the Gemara, Yilkas, somebody should be get Malkas for doing this, because he's sitting in the Sukkah, possibly when it's not the right time, and he's being over Baltaisif. So why is it permitted to sit in the Sukkah? So according to Rashi's explanation, the question is on the people in Chutz Laretz, if they sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, why may they, which the Gemara in Sukkah actually says they should sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day, there's a situation of a possible Baltaisif. The Ritva says the question is going on the people in Eretz Yisrael, that the halacha is that if somebody in Eretz Yisrael, says the Ritva, sits in the Sukkah on the eighth day, he's not over Baal Taisif. Ask the Ritva, based on this Gemara, if he doesn't intend to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, he just wants to sit outdoors because it's cooler, it's nicer. Ask the Ritva, based on this Gemara, he should be over Baal Taisif. Ella, says the Gemara, Mefatik of the Shinim Yakar, this last teretz won't work, and has to be one of the previous Terutzim. Rashi says, we go back to the first teretz. If Shabbos Zman Tefillin or Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin. However, the Ritva says, we don't necessarily have to go back to that teretz. We could go back to one of the other Terutzim that the Gemara gave, all of them which were not disproven besides this last teretz. Now the Rishonim, in trying to understand the halacha Baltaisif says that the Gemara did not question that if somebody takes more hadasim or more aravos, that he'd be over Baltaisif. Why? Why didn't the Gemara ask that question? So the Rashba says that extra hadasim or aravos are only there for noi, they're only there to beautify what is already. So then there's no such suggestion that that would be Baltaisif. The Ritva answers that when the Torah tells us that we're supposed to take two aravos or three hadasim, the Torah doesn't mean that that's the amount we have to take and we can't take more. What the Torah means is that that's the minimum we should take, but not that you can't take more. And that's why it's an issue about Taisif. Ritva goes further to say, as we mentioned earlier, specifically by wearing two pairs of tefillin, there is a specific issue about Taisif, because it seems to show that somebody believes, Chas v'Shalom, that there are two gods. Now Ramosha, in Digris Moshe, Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Gimel, speaks at length about this concept about Taisif, where it's relevant and where it's not. Ramosha says that Baltaisif is only relevant when it's connected to a mitzvah. For example, Ramosha says, if somebody, when he's wearing his tefillin, with the tefillin, as we know, has to have four boxes, wears tefillin with five boxes, so he's expanding on the mitzvah that the Torah gave us, he's over Baltaisif. Or Ramosha says, our Gemara. He says, the suggestion in our Gemara is only regarding somebody who sits on the Sukkah on the eighth day. So it looks like he's expanding the mitzvah, that the Torah told us to sit in the Sukkah 7 days, and he's sitting in the Sukkah on the eighth day. However, says Ramosha, let's say somebody in the middle of the winter will sit down in the Sukkah. He says the Gemara would never consider that person transgressed Baltaisif, because he wasn't expanding on an existing mitzvah. For example, Ramosha says, let's say somebody will come along and say there's a mitzvah that every day you have to break a stick. You have to break a stick, it's a new mitzvah. Will that be considered Baltaisif? He made a 614th mitzvah. So Moshe says, of course that's not considered Baltaisif. Because Moshe explains that Baltaisif, as we said, is an expansion of existing mitzvah, not an entirely new mitzvah. And Rav Moshe goes further. He says, the truth is, the Gemara could have asked another question. If, according to the Tanna Kamma, the halach is that as soon as you expand the mitzvah, even if that's not your intention, you're oiv about Tosef, so why didn't the Gemara ask, how do we ever have Yontif Sheni, that we hold in Chutz Laaretz the second day of Yontif? Why shouldn't we be concerned about Baal Tosef? Or, the halach is that the Midaraisa, the Esrig, the Dalaminim, are only taken in outside of Yerushalayim, outside the Beis HaMikdash, on the first day of Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a decree that they should take the Esrig all 7 days, even outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? According to Rameyah, explanation, according to this Gemara's question, the Gemara should ask, that's about Tosef, because even if his intention is not to add to the mitzvah, he is adding to the mitzvah by taking the mitzvah on the second, third, and fourth day of Sukkot. Says Rav Moshe, that if the second mitzvah I'm doing is not an expansion of the first mitzvah, but rather it's a new mitzvah altogether, that's not called Baal Tosef. So he says, Yontif Sheni, it's not that I'm expanding and elongating the first day Yontif, like we do by Rosh Hashanah Yom HaRichta. Rosh Hashanah, the second day Yontif, is a new mitzvah. It's a different Yontif. That's not Baal Tosef. The Esrig, the Dalaminim that we take on the other 6 days of Sukkot, according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, is not an extension of the mitzvah of Esrig that we take on the first day, but rather it's a new mitzvah. When it's a new mitzvah, there is no concept about Tosef. And Rav Moshe therefore paskins that let's say somebody eats matzahs on Erev Pesach, he won't be over about Tosef. Because Baal Tosef is only when you did a mitzvah and then you attempted to expand it and extend it to where the Torah told you not to. But before Pesach, you can't have Baal Tosef, just like the Gemara wouldn't have asked that we should have Baal Tosef if we sat in the Sukkah on Erev Sukkot. But according to the first explanation of the Gemara, the explanation was that there's a machlokes of Shabbos Zman Tefillin or Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin. Ask the Gemara, man shamet lay Shabbos man tefillin. Who is the man dama that holds the Shabbos as his man tefillin? Says the Gemara Bekiva. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, this is the parasha of Kaddishli that's in the tefillin. And the Pasuk says, v'shamat sachuka azoyis lo mi'adam yom yomima. Yomim I learned v'loy leilis. The tefillin are only worn by days and not by nights. Mi yomim, the Pasuk says, some days. V'loy kol yom, not all days. Prat l'shabbos is v'yom tovim. Tefillin are not worn Shabbos and yomtif. Divar Rav Yosef Glili. Rav Kiva says, this pasuk is not talking about tefillin, ela in your Pesach Blavad. That means Rav Kiva agrees that tefillin are only worn by day and not by night, but he says that the pasuk of Miyamim comes to teach us that the carbon Pesach should be brought annually. Ask the Gemara, Vel Hodotnan, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Masech Tekrisos, HaPesach v'amila mitzvah say. The Pesach v'amila mitzvah say. The Mishnah says in Masech Tekrisos like this. That normally for a lav, there's a chiyuv chatas b'shagig and a chiyuv kares b'mezid. Pesach v'amila, says the Mishnah, are exceptions. For although they are mitzvah say, if somebody doesn't bring a karm Pesach, somebody doesn't do a mila, he's chayiv kares. Says, ask the Gemara, Lema the Lord Kibakiva. Should we say that our Mishnah will not be follow Rabbi Kiva? Because even the Rabbi Kiva, if we're going to say Rabbi Kiva, Kiva the Mukal of Pesach, since we learned that Rabbi Kiva says that the Pasuk is talking about Pesach, Lav Namiyaka. So now we're saying that Pesach has a Lav. Because Rabbi Oven Amr Beloy, following what Rabbi Amr Beloy told us, Domer Rabbi Oven Amr Beloy, Kol Makam Shinema, wherever the Torah uses a language of Ishama, Pen the al and el belaisa say. So we're saying the pasuk, which says here the words v'shamarta, is referring to carbon pesach. So now carbon pesach is a lav. So why are you saying that pesach is an exception? That it's only mitzvah say and yichayiv karis. It's not a mitzvah say. It's mitzvah leisa say. It says v'shamarta. Answer the Gemara. That's not a question. Even if you hold Rabbi Kiva, he shamed the lav. Where the Torah tells us the word shomer in the context of a lav, then it's a lav. Shomer the essay. Where the Torah tells us in the context of an essay, it's an essay. Ask the Gemara. The Sover Kiva Shabbos Man Tefillin. Does the Kiva hold that Shabbos is the time when Sons Mechuyev to wear Tefillin? But Tanya, Rekiva Oimer, Yochel Niach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbos for Yom Tovim. I would think that a person should wear Tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, Tamaloimer. You should wear tefillin when you need to wear a sign. Misha tzrichan ois, on days where a sign is required. It comes to exclude Shabbos and Yontif, where they themselves are an ois, and that's why you don't wear tefillin. And based on this, Taisa says, this is the Taisa discusses about wearing tefillin in Chol HaMoed. Taisa says that in Chol HaMoed we don't have to wear tefillin. Taisa says two reasons. One reason is because Chol HaMoed, Taisa explains, is also, you're not allowed to do work, only a dover ha'ovid is mutter to be worn, mutter to be done in Chol HaMoed. And furthermore, Taisa says, Chol HaMoed Pesach we have to eat matzah, Chol HaMoed Sukkos we have to eat in the sukkah, and therefore the halacha is that we should not have to wait for on Chol HaMoed. Then Taisa says a Yerushalmi says that we do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's interesting to note that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Taisa that we should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but the Ramah says that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and we know it depends on various minhagim. The Ramban asks that why, if tefillin is an ois, and we don't milah is an ois, why is the halacha that milah is doich Shabbos and tefillin are not doich Shabbos? So he answers that since milah is an ois, which is permanently on our body, that's why it has the ability to supersede Shabbos. However, tefillin is not constantly on us, that's why they don't have the ability to supersede Shabbos. Another pshat they give is like this. Since we're saying that tefillin aren't worn by night, so when Friday night, when Shabbos begins, there is a chiyuv Shabbos and there is no chiyuv tefillin. So since there's a chiyuv Shabbos and there's no chiyuv tefillin, it remains that way that you shouldn't wear tefillin for the rest of the Shabbos. But mila applies by night, by day, at all times, and that's why you could do a mila on Shabbos also. The Pesukim say that according to the Madaris, as we've said, that the Pasuk says v'shemarta sachuka miyom yomima, says the Aruch HaShem, that, and we explained, at least according to certain Madarim, that Pasuk is referring to tefillin. This is the reason somebody should have his tefillin checked every year. The reason the Pesukim say that we don't have our tefillin checked every year is because since we wear our tefillin on a constant basis, so they're not, there's no concern that they get affected by not being out in fresh air, and that's why our minhag, according to Shulchan Aruch, is that we should only check, we only have to check our tefillin twice every 7 years. The Mishnah Brura, based on this Gemara, says a very interesting psak. He says that the Gemara says that let's say somebody is in a midbar and he lost track of time and he doesn't know what day of the week is Shabbos. So Gemara says that he should count 6 days, and the seventh day he should hold a Shabbos. But the Gemara continues to say that he may be wrong. So the Gemara says that every day he should do just, but he needs to live. So every day he should do just the amount he needs to live, and the same on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, so what makes the Shabbos different than the rest of the week? On the day that he thinks the Shabbos, he makes Kiddush. On the other days, he doesn't. Says the Mishnah Brura, here we have a person who's doing work every day of the week. And the only reason, as we learned in Taisus, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif is because we're not working. And that's the ois between us and Hashem. But this person who's working every day should put on tefillin every day because he's working every day. However, the Imre Yosher disagrees with the Mishnah Brura, and he says that we should, what do you call it, that such a person would not put on tefillin on the day that he calls Shabbos. And this, Mishnah Brura also explains, is the basis why people take off their tefillin on Rosh Chodesh before Musaf. Because since the Musaf is the ois that it's Rosh Chodesh, there's no need to wear tefillin. And that is another question that the Pesukim ask. The Pesukim ask that
The halach is Mishu Mesa Echov Machmas Mila, that if somebody's brothers died when they had the Mila, for him we don't have a Mila. So now the question is like this: why on Shabbos do we have to have Shabbos and Tefillin? We have the Mila always, so we always have an ice. So the Farshim explain, because apishnei edim yakum davar, you have to have two witnesses, you have to have two ices. So we always have one ice of Mila. During the week we have the ice of Tefillin, and Shabbos we have the ice of Shabbos. Ask the Paiskim, but this person who doesn't have the Mila and requires two ices, so he should have to wear Tefillin on Shabbos, because everybody needs two ices. All of us, Baruch Hashem, have Mila on Shabbos. He doesn't have Mila, so he should have to have Shabbos and Tefillin. Of course, it's a question only la'alocha, not la'maisa. We know you don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos. But I saw from Rabbi Yashiv a very nice answer. He says, although Shabbos, Tefillin, Mila are all ices, they're different type of ices. The ice of Shabbos and the ice of Tefillin represent Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and He's our God, and we have to do what He says, and that's why we're not allowed to work on Shabbos, that's why we have to wear the Tefillin. The Mila is not a representation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Mila, we were commanded by Avraham Avinu hundreds of years before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's a different type of ice, and that's why Tefillin and Shabbos are the same. So one could replace the other. Mila is an entirely different concept. So we're still looking for a Tana that holds that Shabbos man Tefillin. Says the Gemara, "Hi Tana, it's this Tana. Tanya near Belaila. If somebody remains up at night, Rotz Chayilat Rotz Maniach. If he wishes, he could take off his Tefillin. If he wants, he could leave him on." Like all the Mefarshim explained, we're not speaking about putting him on. Certainly, he shouldn't put him on, but he may keep them on. Divrei Rabbi Nosson, Yoich Nosson, Haktayin Yoma, Ein Manichin Tefillin Belaila. You're not allowed to wear Tefillin at night. So says the Gemara, Mid Laila the Tanakama's Mount Tefillin. If the Tanakama Rav Nosson holds at night, you could wear Tefillin. Obviously, he also holds Shabbos Tami's Mount Tefillin, that you could put on Tefillin. You put on Tefillin on Shabbos also. Says the Gemara, Dilma, perhaps Sfirlei Laila's Mount Tefillin, that he'll hold. Yes, at night you may wear Tefillin, but Shabbos loves Mount Tefillin. Shabbos is not as Mount Tefillin. What's the proof? Does Shemini Laila Rabbi Kiva? We know Rabbi Kiva that we learned before. He holds Laila as Mount Tefillin, who that at night you wear Tefillin, and Shabbos loves Mount Tefillin. Shabbos you don't wear Tefillin, so they don't necessarily travel together. So Gemara attempts another proof, El Hai Tanahu, to look for a Tana that holds Shabbos Mount Tefillin. The Tanya Michal Bas Kushi, Michal the daughter of a Kushi, which the Mefarshim explain refers to Michal, the daughter of Shaul. Why was she called Bas Kushi? Kushi refers to somebody who has black skin. Ma Kushi Mishuna B'Oiroi, just like a Kushi is different with the color of skin, Af Shol Mishuna, Shol too was so different, but Masim Toivim, that he wore, that he did his tremendous good deeds. And then the Mefarshim take it a step further. They, not only did he do good deeds, but another person who colors his skin can get the color off. However, somebody who does good deeds and they become ingrained in him, then they can't change. Shaul was so ingrained in the Masim Toivim, it was like the black skin of a Kushi, that it was totally part of him. Ha'isa Menachas Tefillin, she wore Tefillin, v'lai micha by Chachamim, and the Chachamim did not protest against her. Why did she wear Tefillin? Sir Ben Ishchai says, as we know from Navi, she had no children, and she felt that by putting on Tefillin, buying Tefillin is a skula for a person to have children. Furthermore, Ishta Shal Yoina, the wife of Yoina, Haisa Oil Regal, she would go up to be Oil Regal, even though the Pasuk says, Shalosh Pam B'Shana Yerora calls a Chorcha, three times a year, there's Oil Regal, V'lai Micha Chabachachamim, Achamim didn't protest her. The Ben Ishchai says, why did she do Alila Regal? Because as we remember the story of Yoina, Yoina attempted to flee from Hashem. So she wanted to show just the opposite.
Not only am I not chas v'shalom running away from Hashem, but I'm running to Hashem. So says the Gemara, midaloi michabai chachamim. If the chachamim did protest, al kasavri, they obviously hold mitzvah seishloiz man gromahu. That tefillin is a mitzvah that's not time sensitive, because women are potter from time sensitive mitzvahs. Now the Goyin Yaakov asks two basic questions. If we're saying now that tefillin are mitzvahs, say shaloyas man grama, that they're not time sensitive, so why did the Brisa say that they didn't protest? Of course they didn't protest, they were doing the right thing. And furthermore, why did only Michal wear tefillin? Every woman should have to wear tefillin. So the Goyin Yaakov explains, and it's really based on what Taisva says, that even if the Brisa holds that tefillin are mitzvahs say shaloyas man grama, and they perform a mitzvah when the mekayim it, still, they don't have to wear tefillin, because it's difficult for women to have always a clean body because of their physical makeup, and therefore they don't have to wear tefillin. That's why they're performing a mitzvah when they do, but they're not being over a mitzvah, but they're not mechuyev to do it, and that's why all other women didn't do it. Ask the Gemara. But Dilma Savala, perhaps the Tan of this price holds Reb Yosi, like Reb Yosi, which Reb Yosi holds Noishim Soichus Rishus. It says in the Pasuk, Dava Bnei Yisrael V'mat Aleim Odom Ki Yakov Mechem Karbon, that a person who brings a carbon V'somach Yodoy has to place his hands on top of the carbon. And it says the Pasuk V'somach Bnei Yisrael. And we say Bnei Yisrael Samchem, men have to do smicha, v'loy Bnei Yisrael Samchesh. Still, Rabbi Yossi says that even though the pasuk says they don't have to do smicha, nosim Samches Rishus. Women have the right to do a mitzvah. So here too, says the Gemara, it's not a proof that women are mechuyev and tefillin because it's a mitzvah say shloiz man grama. Rather, I say they're potter, and the reason she did it, well, because she wanted to do more than the mitzvah mechayiv her. If you're not going to say pshat that way, we'll have a fundamental question on the braisa. Ishta shel Yoina, it says the wife of Yoina, went up to Yushalayim by the three Yom Tovim. Mikel Madam, is there anybody that says regal lab mitzvah seishes man gromu? Yontav certainly a mitzvah seishes man gromu. It's certainly time sensitive. So how could you say that pshat is that the mechuyev to do it? Elway, you're going to say kesav rishus. They have the right to do it, and you don't have to do it. She decided to do it. Hachanam rishus, here too, they have a right to do it. So according to the Gemara at this point, women are not mechuyev in tefillin, but they have the right to wear them if they want to, like they have a right to do any mitzvah. However, many poskim, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that women should not wear tefillin and under any reason, because since it's difficult to keep their bodies clean and they have no chiv to wear it, they should not wear tefillin. But Taisus does say, based on this Gemara, that let's say a woman does a mitzvah that she's not mechuyev to do. For example, if a woman listens to shofar or dalaminim or sukkah, they can make a bracha. Noshim soimchus rishus, they have a right to do a mitzvah. And that's the way Rabbeinu Tam paskins. However, the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says that a woman can't make a bracha when they do a mitzvah that they're not obligated to do, because every bracha has in it the words v'tzivanu, we were commanded to do the mitzvah, and they weren't commanded. Well, how do we, the Rebbeinu Tam, and people, Ashkenazim, that do allow women to make a bracha mitzvah, say Shazman Grom, explain? So the Mefarshim explain that they're thanking God for commanding and for establishing the concept of mitzvahs, even though it may not necessarily be directly a commandment to them. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mitzvahs, and through mitzvahs we could get schar, that's what they're thanking Hashem when they make a bracha. There's one more question that the Paiskim ask. How can Michal wear tefillin if she's not mechuyev to wear tefillin, as the Gemara now says? So how could she just may if she wants to? Why isn't there an issue of layibash isha kli gever? That a woman's not allowed to wear clothing of a man. So the Malbim and the Levush both answer that the ishtar of layibash is only applicable when a person wears it as a beged l'shem kishut, to wear that this is their mean of clothing, that's why they want to make themselves look nice. But if they're not wearing it l'shem kishut, they're only wearing it l'shem mitzvah, there is no isser of layibash. So we're still looking for a tana that holds Shabbos man tefillin. Says Gemara l'hai tanahi. The tanya hamotzi tefillin, somebody finds a pair of tefillin Shabbos mechnisin zug zug, he should bring it in pair by pair, echad ish vechad ish, whether it's a man or a woman, echad chadashos vechad yishanos, whether the new tefillin or old tefillin, divrei meyim. Rabbi Yehuda says that old tefillin cannot be brought in, or matbi shanos be said, new tefillin, cannot be brought in, matbi shanos be says old tefillin maybe. Says the Gemara. At kan like pligel b'chadashos v'yishanos. The machlokes between Rabbi and Yehuda is by old tefillin, new tefillin. Al b'isha regarding a woman like pligi. Everybody agrees that a woman could put on the tefillin. Shmami not. So from here we see mitzvah seishalayz man gramahu, that it's not time sensitive, and that's why she's allowed to wear it. Because mitzvah seishalayz and man gramah nashim chayavim nashim a woman to wear it. Ask Taisus, how is this brisa proof? Perhaps the Ramei Rabbi Yehuda that permit women to wear the tefillin is because tefillin, they want to prevent the bazaar for the tefillin, and that's why they allow the women to wear tefillin, but not because Shabbos man tefillin. Tosfos answers that if women aren't allowed to wear tefillin, then tefillin are not for them a levush nor a tachshit. So there would be no heter, there would be no permit for them to wear it, even if it's for the purpose of saving it from a bezoyim. So it must be that the braisa holds that tefillin is a chuyiv, you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, v'timlon sabah like Rabbi Yossi. Maybe they hold like Rabbi Yossi. Dom and Nashim Shamech Rishos. Not that they wear tefillin because they're mechuyiv to wear tefillin. It's only they're allowed to wear it. And we don't have a proof that Shabbos is man tefillin. Says the Gemara, loy saka daitach. The loy Ramei sabah like Rabbi Yossi. Ramei doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. The loy Rabbi Yehuda sabah like Rabbi Yossi. Nor does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Yossi. Loy Ramei sabah like Rabbi Yossi. We know that Ramei doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. That none. We do not prevent children from blowing the shofar from Rosh Hashanah. Hanashim akfim. We do prevent women. This is a Stam Mishnah, and as we have said many times, Stam Mishnah Rameya. Why does Rameya say women shouldn't blow the shofar? Because Rameya holds that any mitzvah of seishas man groma, it's not only women are b'chuyev, women aren't allowed to do. Furthermore, the law of Yehuda sov like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, Dava b'nei Yisrael v'samach. We spoke about this on the beginning of this Amid. Children of Klal Yisrael, they should do smicha when they bring the carbon. B'nei Yisrael samchin, only men do smicha. Then b'nei Yisrael samchus, but not women. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Aymrim, Noishim samchus v'shus. Women may do smicha if they want to. We know that's Rabbi Yossi's shita. The Stam Sifra, who is this Sifra, the anonymous Tana Kama, Mani, we know is Rabbi Yehuda. So he see that Rabbi Yehuda can't agree with Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yehuda and Ramea tell us that women may save tefillin on Shabbos, it must be because they hold that Shabbos is man tefillin. Tefillin is not a mitzvah to say, she's man groma. Omer Belozer, Hamaiti Tcheles Bishuk. Somebody finds a Tcheles, we know that part of the tzitzis were the blue strands. If somebody finds tchelis in the street, l'shoinos, if he finds them in strips, psulos, they're not valid for the mitzvah tzitzis, because they might have been dyed for some other purpose, chutin, but if he finds them as threads, ksherim, then the kasher, because we assume that they are tzitzis, they're tchelis that were made for the mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, ma'ishna l'shoinos, why are strips different? Damadat the glimmets of Inu. Perhaps it was made only in the tent of making a coat. And tzitzis, the halacha is, has to be made lishma. All the various aspects of the tzitzis have to be made lishma. asked the Gemara, Chut Nami Neimah. So even if they were found as threads, maybe Adata the Glimmer Tavlinu, they were made for article of clothing, not L'Shei Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, B'Shezur. We're talking about a situation where they were twisted together. Usually, threads are not twisted together only for the mitzvah. So we can assume that they were made for the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Shezurim, Nami Neimah. Even if they were twisted, maybe Adata the Sifs of the Glimmer of Vinu, they were made to use them to decorate the hem of a cloak, where they had twisted threads. Says the Gemara, B'Mufsakim. With Rav Elazar speaking of a case that the threads were cut into short pieces, which is suitable for tzitzis, but not for decorating the border of a coat. The kula hai vad loy tarfi inchi. People will not trouble themselves so much to reattach short threads and then weave them onto the border of a garment. So we see the short threads, we could safely assume that they were made for the tzitzis. Amarava asked the Gemara back, connecting this to what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that old tefillin could be saved, not new tefillin. Because a new tefillin, we're concerned that they weren't made l'shem tefillin. They're not really tefillin. They're really a kameya. Is the question of chi adam tereich lasses kameya kamin tefillin? Is a person going to go to the bother to make a kameya into tefillin? The tanan that we learned in our Mishnah, but medvar amurim, the only tefillin that may be saved in Shabbos is b'yishonis, old tefillin. Avil b'chadoshis on new tefillin potter, and we said Shad's potter is not allowed to take him in because we're concerned they're a kameya. Would somebody go through the bother of making a kameya this way? Amma Rav Zeir Lahava Berei Puk Tanilei Hamoitzi Tcheles B'Shuk. If somebody finds Tcheles in the Shuk, L'Shoynes P'sum. If he finds them in strips, the wool is Taka invalid for the mitzvah tzitzis. Chutim of sucking ksherim. If he finds short cut threads, the valve for tzitzis, lefish ain adam tereich. Since a person will not trouble himself to dye the threads with the intent to reattach them to the tzitzis. So, in other words, what Rav Zeir is saying, there's no proof from our Mishnah. Amar Rava, or Meshum the Tana Aleihava Bereid Rav Zeira, because I have a Torah such a brisa, keep it tunnelay, should we make rings around it? Is it mean that it's irrefutable? But tanan, we still have our kasha. The medvam amurim, the kasha that we're asking from our Mishnah. But yeshanus, only old tefillin, where there's no concern that it's a kameya, can be carried in, abakadosh's potter, but not new tefillin, even though it's a bother to make new tefillin. Ela marava, tarif alay tarif tanayi. Whether we could presume that a person will bother himself or not bother himself is really a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya moitzi tefillin, somebody finds tefillin, machnisim zug zug, takes him in a pair by pair, echad ish vechad ish, whether male, whether female, echad chadosh ish vechad yishonos, whether it's new ones or old ones, divrei remeyer. Remeyer is not concerned that tefillin may be kameyim, because like he says, people are not going to bother to make a kameya in like tefillin, which is a tircha to make. Yehuda is b'chadoshes. He says, "Oh, new tefillin may not be taken in. Or mata b'shamus. Alma mar sava tarachinish." Rabbi Yehuda holds a person will bother himself even to make a kameya that looks like tefillin. Or mar sava loy tarachinish. A person won't bother himself. And the brisa by tzitzis is obviously going according to Rameyer.